You're listening to The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas. Brought to you by Marineland Boating Center, Loop 340 and I-35 South in Waco, and on the web at MarinelandWacoYamaha.com. Now here's the voice, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Monday morning. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio, and we are pleased to be joined by our good friend Bob Howard, 855bugs.com. Bob, good morning to you. How you doing today?
Hey, doing great, John. Good morning to you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate your time. Thanks very much. We were just talking about how hot and how dry it is. And, bugs, seem to survive that. I think they could survive a nuclear blast. But fire ants in my yard, I've got these ant beds that keep popping up. What would be your expert advice on trying to eliminate or eradicate fire ants in the yard?
Well, thanks for the great question, John. The heat brings the fire ants up to the surface looking for moisture. Around our sprinkler heads, around our driveways, around our sidewalks, where moisture sort of accumulates. And at 855bugs.com, a lot of people don't realize we have a year-round fire ant solution. It's a once-a-year treatment. It's a product that's highly effective against eliminating fire ants. And, I just encourage your listeners to sort of look at those areas in their yards, see if they see those fire ant mounds popping up or fire ants foraging, and call 855bugs.com or go to our website, schedule a free inspection. We'll come out for free, take a look, and price out some year-round control.
Wow, very nice. Appreciate that. I'll take you up on that. I hear also about these ultrasonic plug-in devices. Explain that to me.
Yeah, it's great. He had a great story several years ago. I was at a local school district, called me out and said, hey, we've got some rodents we need you to take care of. And went out there, and they had put these little devices, plugged them into all their electrical outlets around the office area. And lo and behold, I pull out a trash can, and there's a mouse literally sitting about a foot below one of these devices, just sitting there looking up at myself and the receptionist. So I sort of, at that point, determined I'm not going to drink the Kool-Aid of ultrasonic devices. And since then, we've experimented and tested them out. And we just haven't found those to be effective against anything. Huh. So I would not recommend the ultrasonic devices.
All right. That's good to know. What is best for, to be honest, we've had a few roaches show up in our house, and my wife thinks she hears mice or something, in the walls, in the ceiling sometimes. What is the best way to combat that?
Yeah, free inspection. We give free inspection estimates. Most companies do. There are so many target-specific baits and products now that will target roaches or target millipedes or centipedes, target certain nuisance pests, so that you don't have to go out there and just sort of eliminate everything in your environment, in your yard. And so, really a free inspection and then using those products that are safer and more effective really than products of past will help eliminate and control all those problems.
Man, that's great. Bob, I come at it, from a residential aspect, talking about my house, but I know you work with not only homeowners, but business owners as well. What do businesses and business owners need to be aware of?
Well, a couple of things. One is fire ants now they're going to find their moisture. They're going to find a place where it's not 108 outside. And so fire ants coming up and around businesses. But the biggest one now, John, we all remember, we don't think of it right now typically, but that's crickets. Huh. Cricket season is coming up right around the corner. And now is the best time to do some perimeter, some preventative treatment, some liquid treatments, but also sort of get on and get prepared with some sort of a baiting program, so that when the cricket season really hits here in another month or so, that our businesses are protected.
Bob, that's great. That is very good advice. How do folks get in touch with you? And again, you offered a free visit to someone's home and kind of see where things stand there.
Yeah, you give us a call, 235-BUGS locally, or go on the website, 855bugs.com, and in real time on your calendar, on our calendars, you can schedule a free inspection at your convenience, and we'll come out and take a free look for you and look around.
Bob, one issue we're having at our house is June bugs getting into my wife's ivy. Is there anything I could do to help out with that?
There is. You really have got to take care of the grub worms this fall in order to eliminate the June bugs this next spring and summer. Any sort of basic preventative treatment will help eliminate them, but June bugs are really more of a preventative on the front end than dealing with them on the back end, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Right now, they're emerging out, and you're just going to have to step on them, clean them up, honestly.
yourself. That's it. Hey, Bob, great advice, great information. We appreciate it. 235-BUGS is the phone number, or 855-BUGS.com. And, Bob, it's great to catch up with you. We appreciate you sharing your expertise with us.
I appreciate you guys. Y'all stay safe.
All right, you too. Thanks very much. It's Bob Howard from 855bugs.com.